August 17th, August 15th, 2022, 7:01 p.m., Planning Board Meeting.
I guess I'm a little bit late. Yeah. We're going to get started with tonight's Town of Monroe Planning Board Meeting, for Monday, August 15th, 2022. We have a very brief agenda. We're going to open the meeting, but before we get on to our agenda items, we're going to do a little bit of clerical business. We need to set a date for the meeting for Saratoga Biochar's application. So do we have a motion for a date?
I make a motion that we schedule the meeting for Saratoga Biochar for August 25th at 7 o'clock.
Okay. August 25th, that's a Thursday? Thursday. Okay. Do I have a second on that?
I'll make a second.
The motion is second.
Pretty well done.
7 p.m. Don't think that's too controversial. So all in favor say aye.
Discussion.
Opposed?
We're going to have a discussion.
You want to have a discussion on it?
I do.
Sure.
What are we going to do with that meeting? Exactly.
It's going to be a meeting to discuss the resolution and the final determination on Saratoga Biochar.
And our final determination?
Well, it would be a discussion on it, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a discussion on the application.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. We're reaching, at that point, we've reached the end of our 45-minute session.
So is it just discussion, or is it discussion and final determination?
It is a business meeting for Saratoga Biochar. I don't think we have to schedule our actions on it, right?
As I understand, it's just for discussion on the application.
Well, there's no secret. The resolution has been distributed to everybody for review. We've got comments on it. That resolution will be discussed.
That will be one of the items.
Yes.
Subject to the discussion. It's not the only
one. And we requested and received 45-day extension, okay? And that's when that 45 days is coming due. So.
But if there's still more discussion to be done.
They said we were going to be discussing it, right?
Yeah, but even after the 45 days, there's more discussion.
To be determined on the 25th?
I think technically it was September 1st was the 45 days, right. But 25th was the date.
It's a date that worked for us to be able to do it, yes.
I'm okay with having a discussion with it, but that's
I'm not sure what your question is.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the motion is to schedule the meeting for their application. Okay? I don't know that we've ever set an agenda item where we limited what we were going to do at it, but regardless, we're going to have the meeting on the 25th if this is approved.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, any other discussion on it? And we won't bother with the roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Is that an opposed?
Yes.
Okay. We have one opposition. Motion carries. That takes care of that part. Okay. With that done, moving on to our agenda for this evening. All right. And so everybody knows we're not doing any more biochar tonight. So, Mr. McKenna, you have a project. Kind of subdivision on Selfridge Road, 444 Selfridge Road. Tell us something.
What's that?
Tell us. Come on up, tell us the story. What do you got?
The
last time this was looked at, the only outstanding item, according to my notes, was the SWIP review, and we had a little bit of discussion with the applicant. Some reconfiguration was done of the amount of disturbance, and the level of disturbance now is under an acre. When were you last here?
June 20th.
What is it?
June 20th.
Okay, according to my notes on June 20th, yeah, the only outstanding issue was the SWIP, and so when it got under an acre of disturbance, that didn't require review because it's not subject to a full SWIP. It didn't require any further review by our engineer. Matt, as a Matt Drymiller, the building inspector and stormwater officer, he looked at it. He sent an email around. We forwarded it to you last Thursday, and he is fine with the level of erosion and sediment control that has been shown. And also the other minor item is Sean went out and got the proposed addresses for the lots. So I think we've got, you know, a final and complete application here.
Okay, do you have an open public hearing?
I have, it was closed.
It's a public hearing June 20th.
Yep, it was okay. Closed on June 20th. We had no comments. Or received. And most of the, you know, erosion control and sediment control that Matt reviewed and approved is contained on C-100 and C-101, the details of the grading plan that's shown there.
This is going to be redundant. How long is this driveway to the proposed houses in the back?
1350.
Okay, how wide is this driveway up to within 300 feet of those two houses?
40 feet all the way.
Good. Redundant answer. Board, anything?
And you're not going to, like, clear cut the whole plot?
No, I'm going to keep the 5 acres maximum.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so, limited service around the lots?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's part of the review we went through, Meredith. We had an exchange with DEC about what constitutes the 5 acre and all that, and DEC made a ruling, so this has been thoroughly reviewed from the SWIP standpoint.
What are you using to clear?
Oh, we're starting now.
So, I'm sure there's a logical reason for this, but the last 100 feet of the driveway going to the back two properties leaves the center shared line.
Yeah, we couldn't keep it under 10% slope. It's just too much of an elevator, but we got to reverse it all.
So that's a shared driveway that's going to fall under a shared driveway agreement anyways?
Yes. So.
And you have a short environmental assessment was submitted on this.
Mm-hmm.
You have a part two yawn or
you have
a...
I have a... Go through that then. This is board participation. Starting with part two. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
No.
The answers are no or small or moderate to large. No. Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land? Guys, I got to ask you to try and keep the conversation down. Believe me, I wish I could let each of you come up here and sit and hear how loud that sounds up here. I know you're whispering, but it makes it hard to hear. Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
No. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No. No.
Will proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in adverse change to natural resources, wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, quality, flora, and fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
No.
And will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? Final for every question, part two, that was answered moderate to large, which were none. So there's no need to mitigate or explain mitigation. So I think Pete always asks the final question, is there anything there that glows in the dark? Yeah. With that said, would anybody like to take an action?
Make a motion to declare negative declaration for the seeker for the kind of subdivision. Subdivision of lands of Sharon Craig.
So we have a motion for a neg deck on seeker for McKenna subdivision 444 Selfridge Road. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Ann. Any discussion on that? Would you please call the roll?
Mike Beaver?
Yes.
Andrew New?
Yes.
Eric Berkman?
Yes.
Adam Siebel?
Yes.
Yes.
John Arnold?
Yes.
Jim, did that woman ever follow up across the street?
Yeah, I've been following up with her.
Okay.
We went and visited the site. And as a matter of fact, I think if we can get the erosion controls in place and the permanent improvements, especially what's proposed here at this driveway, we could actually improve the situation there or whatever it is. But yeah, and her situation is she got an elevated basement out of the groundwater, fortunately, but there is a drainage pattern that follows around the perimeter of her lot.
Okay.
And I think she does get ponding in her backyard on occasion. And she said those occasions are increasing with frequency, and we're finding that throughout the area there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think this will actually help the flow of water, you know, through that area, because it's primarily on the road edges and she's got the problem.
Okay.
And within the dialogue continuing, it's not.
Okay, anything else we'd like to do?
Make a motion to grant approval for the McKenna 444 subdivision?
It's technically
is it?
Application number subdivision 2 of 2022.
What was that?
Yeah.
I'll make a second.
Okay. You have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Okay. Not hearing any. Please call the roll on that, please.
Mike Shaver?
Yes.
Andrew Duke?
Yes.
Eric Bergman?
Yes.
Adam Siebel?
Yes.
Meredith Medeas?
Yes.
John Arnold?
Yes. Once again, 6-0, so that is anything else we might want to do?
I'll make a motion, Chairman, whether the board send bylaws.
Motion for the chairman and one of the members signed the Mylar to present it to the building department. I have a second on that.
Second.
Second from Ann. Any discussion? It's not too terribly controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Any questions for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Jim? Another motion. Motion to adjourn. Second. A motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. This meeting is complete.